Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, people at home!
What's up with that?
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
Let's get it out.
Move to the music, play that fucking music. Move it to the music.
Welcome to Monday Night Rollin'.
Yo ho ho and a bottle of Dom.
Bro.
The new day.
Let me talk to you.
If I can be serious for a minute.
For the love of God, stay away from the demon dogs.
Move to the music, play that fucking music. Move it to the music, yeah.
Acknowledge me.
Welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney. I am your commissioner and the commissioner
of the United States.
Oh, damn that. You people are lucky right now because the Pro Bowl is on and I am foregoing watching the Pro Bowl Skills Challenge to do this Royal Rumble preview for you guys. I don't think you people understand how much the Pro Bowl means to me. I am literally watching the Pro Bowl, though, right now. It's kind of funny. But let's introduce Dan, DPP, the man, the myth, the legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. See what kind of uproar the Pro Bowl causes?
You know, what's funny is I had the Pro Bowl on upstairs as well, watching the Mannings and the old quarterback challenge there, you know, before I came down here and had to podcast. So, you know.
Yeah, I hope you're taping it.
I liked it. I certainly like this. I certainly am okay with like this format a little bit better than the like. I don't need to see a game. I don't need to see any of that. Like this stuff was fun. Like back in the when they did these quarterback challenges and all that stuff. Back in the early 90s and stuff, those were great.
Yeah, I remember it was such a big deal because Brett Favre went 1 year and threw the ball like a billion yards,
it was like 70 yards, and it was like whoa.
I don't think it was more than that even, but yeah, fun. The skills are fun. You kind of get to, you get a little bit of everybody's personality as well. Like right now, like they had a teammate from their conference Pro Bowl team had to answer trivia questions to get them extra time to do the throwing points.
Yeah. I like Josh Jacobs was one of the trivia guys answering
trivia.
Them all. Got them all.
Got
them. Five.
As Jared Goff gave him the answers under his breath.
I hope he knew who his defensive or offensive lineman was that's played his entire career.
He's got his hand up his ass the whole season. He was staring at the guy. His hand up his ass and his balls on the top of his knuckles.
You get that wrong, you're going to have a hell of a next year.
Anyway, welcome to the 461st edition of the DWI podcast. It is indeed the Royal Rumble weekend, and we are so ready for it. We got a great shoe for you today. DP, let's make it official and let everybody know what's happening on said 461st edition of the podcast, known as DWI.
Well, we're waiting.
Well, it's the big show.
It's a big Rumble-sized sheet.
Ta part.
The ta.
Oh, yeah.
It's about the ta.
We're going to talk about oh, yeah. The ta-tas?
Just one.
Just one? Like, hey, Mark, get some of my boobs I see today.
One. 15.
Guess
how many
Rumble
boobs I saw today, Mark? 15.
That's a great soundbite. Royal Rumble. We got two excellent matches at the Royal Rumble to go along with two what are shaping up to be awesome Royal Rumbles. I have a list of 10 possible surprise entrants for each Rumble DP that we're going to discuss as well. So, yeah, this is going to be really easy today. We always talk about, like, we could do this show till we were a billion years old if every week was previewing one of the major pay-per-views and then the next week was reviewing it, because those are easy. Anybody can do that. Not a lot of people can fill the weeks in between for 10 years in a row. So just to patting our on the back, because we've been doing that for the most part. So we really, really enjoy days like this. AJ still has the schedule he has. Make sure you follow him at Phenomenal AJB. I know you guys have been used to over the last decade Big Dave being a staple, especially on the previews for the bigger PLEs. Unfortunately, work has come up and he couldn't make it today. Please go back and listen to the Swaggies Part 2 is out. It's an excellent, excellent show. DP was absconded. There's a story about that.
What story? We don't need to talk about it.
I have no idea. But make sure you go back and check that out. And there was no Oblong Ball Foot Show this week because there's no games this weekend. But we will be back for the last one of the season. And as promised, Ray, Andrew, myself will continue to give you a show every Thursday, I believe, or every other Thursday. I haven't locked that in yet. But a lot of Thursdays still. In a whole new show, we are workshopping a name and format, and it's going to be everything we do on the network. So that's coming very, very soon. And a last call. It's time. It's time for the game. How about that? Not to play. It's just time for the game. Yeah. So DPP, we're going to go to commercial, and when we come back, maybe I'll ask you to ring me the bell. This is DWI 461. Don't forget to head on over to ProWrestlingTees.com. /the chair shot. Check it out. Plenty of great designs. You'll make you the life of the party. Check them out. You will love them. Trust me. You can get it in a tank top. You can get it in a short sleeve. You can get a long sleeve. You can get it in a hoodie. You can get it in soft style. Feels good on your nipples. ProWrestlingTees.com/the chair shot. We'll be right back.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
DP, ring the bell. This once a year, and it's our favorite wrestling event. It's easily
the second most wonderful time of the year, I guess.
And they're gonna make our and they're gonna make us like it a little bit less likely moving forward, considering I would be super surprised if this wasn't a two-night thing moving forward. I know next year is in Riyadh. I don't know. Maybe they don't do two over there. They do two after that. But at some point, this has got to go to two nights, right?
It has to. I mean, I think out of almost all of them, this makes the most sense to have a two different, you know, two Royal Rumbles. Having them on separate days makes a lot of sense, especially with the ramifications of it. You know, the winner goes to WrestleMania. It gives both the exposure it needs to close the show, I guess. You got see at SummerSlam already going to 2 days now as well next year. Well, this year, I guess. Jeez. So It's only next in line.
Would you be opposed if they adopted a women's night and a men's night? If it was a two-night Royal Rumble?
I think that'd be great. Why not? You get your women's title match and one other one probably, and then a Rumble or however you... Well, I guess you could do like three now at that point.
You could probably do one of each.
Both titles? Right?
On each show, you're going to get one of each. You're going to get one world championship match. You're going to get one intermediate championship match. You're going to get one tag match, and you're going to get one Rumble. One of them's all women. One of them's all men's matches. I mean, for me, I think it's a good idea because then you are completely spotlighting the women, right? And I think they deserve that, regardless of whether or not they're the first night all the time and the men are always the second night, right? Otherwise, I mean, look what we have. We have a women's Royal Rumble, and then we have two matches that are likely going to get a lot of time that are all about men, that are all the men, and you have the men's Royal Rumble, right? So now you like... I just feel like that would be such a super smart thing. I mean, I look at it as such a positive for the women to have their night. They haven't had an all-women's pay-per-view in a long time, right? Greg talks about constantly about we haven't had a women's match main event night one of WrestleMania, let alone do you think women will ever main event night two of WrestleMania now that there's two nights? I don't know. Maybe. They did main event WrestleMania when it was one night. It did take a whole hell of a lot for that to happen.
And I'm not really opposed, tough.
I'm literally like, I'm advocating for the women right now. That's what I'm trying to do. So I hope people are taking what I'm saying the right way.
Yeah. It's tough spots to get into. Like, you know, if you're talking WrestleMania, I think Royal Rumble makes a whole hell of a lot of sense to do it. I think you can easily do that, and that's a great way to have their own show, PLE, whatever. WrestleMania is so tough. Yeah, they did it once, but man, generally, like, the biggest storyline that's going on is in the men's side of the division, and it's like, especially like with the whole Bloodline thing that's been going on for 3 years, and Cody, it's hard for them to slot the women's match as the closer because you've got that is the big one. And even with two nights, it's kind of harder to do. Like they did it a few times, I think, with the two nights when they had the first night was a women's match, but
it's been a while. They've done it twice. I think it's two or three times they've done it. They've done it more than once since they've gone to two nights on the first night. I believe it's twice, but like you said, yeah, it's been a few years at least.
For sure. And yeah, man, I don't know how you... It's hard because I'm the same way. I completely advocate for all this. And since what was it? Evolution was the name of the pay-per-view that they had on their own.
I think so.
They've never done another one for WWE. So it's...
It, like a great place to get to... And they could do it so easily, is to have your women's Royal Rumble day, right? And mid matches, it's all the women. So that's one time. And then somewhere in the summer, you need to have a women's only PLE that involves, you know, give me six matches. Give me four from the main and two from NXT on this, where the spotlight is all on the women, right? I just don't understand why they haven't done that.
And I think they have. I think with their schedules now, they could do that a lot more. You know, we're getting a lot more PLEs. We're getting a lot more overseas. We're getting a lot more. We're getting Saturday night main events again. Like, they have all these chances to spotlight certain things on shows. You could easily, even if you wanted to make one of those something like that, where it's the all women's, or split another one, or make another PLE. Fuck, who cares? You're all on Peacock or Netflix, you know, whatever, however you want to do it. You could easily do that. You know, obviously the Royal Rumble one, as far as the big four or five go, is the easiest one to do. And then secondary, you could do something similar like that. You know, all the overseas ones probably can't because of everything that goes on overseas. But what's that to stop you from putting another show on your schedule and making that happen? You could do it. You could even do it if you wanted to do a Saturday Night's Main Event. Then it's on network television that everybody can go watch. You know, give me five matches there and be ready to go.
I don't know that you'll ever see it on a Saturday Night's Main Event. And sadly, the reason is because it's network television. And network television is going to want you to have your biggest star and storyline no matter what.
True. True.
Let's talk about the Women's Royal Rumble. I think that was a very good discussion, considering we're sitting here and there's rumors possibly. Like, when the one thing I wanted to make sure I wanted to talk about was that, what we just talked about. And I kind of sprung it on you, but I already knew your thought. You had thoughts on it, and that was an easy one to just roll with. But yeah, it needs to be talked about because two nights is inevitable, and it can only help the division, right? Yeah. So let's talk about the Women's Royal Rumble right now. We have 10 entrants already declared. And let me list those for you right now. Here we go. Nia Jax, Bayley, Charlotte Flair, Naomi, Bianca Belair, Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez, Lyra Valkyria, the brand new women's Intercontinental Champion, Ivy Nile, and Io Sky. DP, I have four favorites to win. Three that have declared, one that I think could be a surprise entrant. Do you want to try and guess my three favorites to win that have already declared?
I can guess those. I will say Charlotte Flair has to be one of those three. I will say, oh boy.
Oh, well,
Naomi.
Not in my top three.
Bianca Belair?
Right.
Well, that was going to be my three guesses. Otherwise, I'm just going off the road.
No?
Nothing. Otherwise, Liv I'm Morgan. Just listing them off. Okay. Liv Morgan. All right.
Who are your favorites to win?
Those are kind of my favorites right there. you know, I think at this point.
So you'd add Naomi to the three that I have. Would you have Liv in there too, like I do, or no?
I don't think I would. I think that story, unless they're moving her to around, has kind of run its course. I think they're done with that story. So I kind of think that she's not going to win this thing, so that she's out of that title picture, at least for now.
Do you think one of the other three, then, just yes or no, do you think either Charlotte, Bianca, or Naomi will win the Royal Rumble?
Absolutely, I do.
Who, I say Charlotte wins the Royal Rumble. Who do you think wins the Royal Rumble?
I think it's Charlotte Flair's to lose.
Woo! And I'd put Bianca behind her, possibly become the first to ever win twice.
Yep, I think so, too. I think just with the whole Naomi, Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill storyline, that one of them two winning it could make a lot of sense heading towards WrestleMania if they're going to do something with them. But them two losing it as well could also be the same thing.
Who is the one surprise? Who's the one? By surprise, they're not announced yet. Okay, so some of them would be a surprise. Some of them are affiliated to WWE in some possible way. Some of them would truly be a surprise. So that's what we're encompassing the meaning of surprise here. Okay, so out of that category, who do you think I have as a probably? I honest to goodness, I would say she is my third favorite to win the Royal Rumble behind Charlotte and Bianca.
You're saying. Can you repeat? It could be they're part of WWE.
It could, It could be just, it's basically anyone who out of the in the world that isn't of the announced people.
All right, boy.
And my hint, it could be someone in WWE that hasn't declared. It could be someone returning that hasn't declared. It could be someone that just signed that hasn't declared. It could be someone from another affiliate. There, you know who I'm talking about. You smiled there when I just said just signed.
So go, I think I do. Go ahead. I think I do because that's one that's on my list. And yeah. I'm going to guess you're mean Jordynne Grace.
Yes, definitely. And I could see her winning it. And I wouldn't. I don't see why not either. Why not have her and Rhea at WrestleMania, dude? Yeah, like come out the next night on Raw and challenge Rhea Ripley and say I'm you and me WrestleMania. That I'm for that. That's what I want. Okay, I think Charlotte's gonna win though. I don't, but it's really close for me. Like, I would say I give Jordynne like 5% chance. I give Bianca like 40. 7% chance in Charlotte, like 48.
Scott Steiner when you need him.
That's the 100. 48 and 47 is 95. Close. So I like, and every day I'm thinking like, man, it almost makes more sense for Bianca, but who knows? Has Charlotte ever won the Royal Rumble?
Yes.
So she,
I believe she did.
I'll research and you give us your thoughts here. I'll do some work here.
Yeah, I think out of anybody that could be like a surprise entrant or, you know, because there's obviously a
don't mention any others yet. Don't mention any others yet, because I got 9 more besides her when you're done talking about her possibility. But, no, because that's it's going to be a good, it'll be a fun little bit here.
Yeah, so I think Jordynne Grace would be that high on my list as well. Like, would be probably number 4 on the list. I think if I knew she was in it, I think she would go ahead of probably Naomi. I would absolutely have no problem seeing her come out and win this thing. I mean, she's already been on NXT, has been in on their shows, on a couple of their pay-per-views, and well, one of them, you know, and obviously now officially signed. So she's already established in a way. Like, I wouldn't see any problem with her and how talented she is coming out whatever number and freaking winning it. Like, that would be kind of awesome, because I think as far as who has declared and who's on it, like, you know, we're saying like other than Charlotte, like, why not? Like,
so Asuka won the first one in 2018. Becky won in 2019, Charlotte won in 2020, Bianca in 2021, Ronda Rousey 2022, Rhea Ripley 2023 last year, Bayley. So, Charlotte or Bianca, Bayley is also in. Bayley would be not only the first two-time, but she would do back-to-back. Let's get into the returns. We talked about Jordynne Grace. Becky Lynch would also be someone who is rumored to possibly be coming back. I don't know whether or not I believe it. I'd love to see it. But she would also be a first two-time winner. Your thoughts on Becky Lynch possibly returning?
Yeah, I mean, now would make a lot of sense, obviously, on the road to WrestleMania. I don't see any reason why not. I mean, unless they have other ideas or she really doesn't like, just wants more time off or something, but
I thought she was leaving to go have another kid personally when she left. And that's kind of what I said. And maybe it was to go do other stuff. Maybe it was to heal up. Maybe she doesn't want to have another kid. Maybe she wants to come back for a little Royal Rumble to WrestleMania run again and then go have another kid and see what happens. I don't know. I have no idea. But either way, if what she wants is to come back and be in the Royal Rumble, then I would definitely love to see it.
Yeah, I think this is the perfect opportunity, you know, for someone like that to return, because the road to WrestleMania, you could really, if you wanted to, like I said, 3 months, get through WrestleMania and then take time off again if you wanted to. you know,
right,
and get yourself a good run.
Alexa Bliss. I heard there's been, I mean, these are dirt sheet gossip stuff, and we always preface it, and we always say whether or not it's something we believe in or it's something we've heard. I heard that there was contract difficulties, dispute, or some other kind of stuff going on, or lack of positive creative. I don't know. Maybe that's all bullshit that gets floated out, so it's a cool surprise when she comes back at Royal Rumble, right? So let's just not talk about all that. Let's just talk about what Alexa Bliss coming back at the Royal Rumble here would mean.
I think that'd be huge. That was the first one on my list being a return, and I thought has been on my list for a couple of months now, you know, to possibly make a comeback. You know, when the Wyatt Six was first being put together, and we thought maybe she would be part of that. And then they went Nikki Cross, which makes obviously a lot of sense as Sister Abigail. Having her come back in whatever form, if she comes back as, you know, the old, you know, goddess or whatever, you know, she's another top star who can carry a division anytime you need her and put her into title matches anytime. You know, a huge talent that would really help, you know, bolster the roster. So I'm all for that. I think that was my number one pick for a surprise entrant. So I'm hoping that we see her return at the Rumble.
Jade Cargill.
Not yet.
She's out hurt. I don't know. I haven't heard nothing.
I haven't heard a damn thing since they did the injury angle, if she's really hurt or whatever or not. But again, dirt sheet rumors and stuff, but
right,
you know, if she's good to go and there's the plan of having Naomi and Belair and Cargill do a thing, yeah, like a triple threat at WrestleMania between them, makes a lot of sense. But may not. I still see, well, unless they want her to make a comeback here, they could do that on another show, I think, and make it maybe more impactful if that's like a storyline thing that they want to hit.
True. Yeah, you could also feed off the momentum from it, but it's not the night after anymore either. You know, it's not like less than 24 hours, which is something.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jhelia and Roxanne Perez, couple of NXT ladies.
Yeah, those would be huge. I wouldn't be surprised, you know, with Bayley and Roxanne Perez having their kind of storyline going on right now, to have Roxanne show up, or, you know, and eliminate Bayley or something like that, or vice versa, you know, to continue that storyline. That would make a heck of a lot of sense for that. And is it Gulia? Gilia?
Jhelia?
Jhelia? That's how much
I will. I don't know. I'm probably wrong.
Generally, having the NXT champion,
there's a reason the one of the main DWI logos has Raw on one side and SmackDown on the other side, and there's no NXT in there. I believe it's Jhelia.
Yeah. I mean, your guess is as good as mine right now. Having the champion, she's the champion, you know, makes a lot of sense too. I think, you know, they've done that a few times, so that I'd be all for that one. Oh boy.
Hey. Yeah, Jhelia. I just went to one of her matches and listened to the announcement. I was damn sure positive, and then you had me questioning myself. Let's stick with WWE's other prospect territory. Right. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it. Right. TNA and the current women's champion there, Masha Slamovich, who recently had a little meet and greet with Shawn Michaels. Speaking of not knowing NXT.
That wouldn't be a surprise either. Obviously, they did it with Jordan Grace last year. Would make a heck of a lot of sense to promote a few TNA superstars. That was down on, not her necessarily, but that, but TNA was on my list of, are we going to see any TNA talent show up in the Royal Rumble? And I thought, I think more on the women's side, I think you could see it happen. Because there's so much on the men's side that it's tough to get multiple stars in there. But I think you could definitely get, if not Slamovich, or more than Slamovich, if you wanted to do a few others.
Let's talk about people returning to the ring. And let's just start with Trish Stratus.
Yeah, I think she's mentioned she wants another run. And again, what better time to do that than show up at the Royal Rumble, go onto the road to WrestleMania. Obviously, she's been in it a few times since they've started to do the Women's Rumble and has already done a singles run. And I think she wants to do one more. So, yeah, I mean, she's obviously always been kept in great shape, so I have no problem seeing that.
Yeah, I everything you just said, I completely agree with. Now, I'm going to throw out two names that I think could actually both come back and have significant, like, 2-3 year runs and boost the division. And I don't know necessarily that either of them need to have a long title run or multiple title runs, but I could definitely see both of them coming back and having multiple title matches and possibly getting a title run each. One of them was on television the other night. I believe it was on Saturday night's main event. I believe it was Nikki Bella, and has talked about a possible return, and also has still kept in great shape and undoubtedly recovered as well as possibly could be from all the injuries she's had. And if she's ready to go, that's someone who, talk about the dumbass fucking learning tree bullshit of Jericho over in AEW. There's a true learning tree for the women, right? On how to do it inside and outside of the ring and build your own brand and make yourself worth more.
Yeah, 100% true. And I know, yeah, like you said, I think she has been talking about wanting to do another run. And boy, if she can get back in the ring and do that for a couple years, that's just, again, more talent, more knowledge that you can put on that women's division. Be awesome.
I mean, do you agree with me that not only should she like have a, you know, like a main event run where she gets title match, but I think she could have the title for a couple months.
You could definitely do that. You could definitely someone else
at like a SummerSlam or you know, a big event that like as a champion, you take it from somebody, but when you lose it, it's at a big event and it's super clean and it's to raise somebody up. And like, that's what I would love to see.
Yeah, you can definitely, you know, even if you don't give her the title, you'd be doing yourself a disservice by not putting her in a few title matches, at least to help put some of that talent over. You know, you could make Tiffany Stratton look even bigger than she is, you know, by having, I mean, she's beaten Bayley, you know, have her beat, you know, someone like Nikki Bella. I mean, geez, that would be amazing.
I added an 11th one because I just thought of somebody I didn't really know. But we'll see with the kind of cohesion I was trying to do here is Jackie Redmond, who is possibly one of the most attractive women in the world, according to PC Tunney's eyes. I am absolutely smitten with the young lady. She was interviewing CM Punk in some quick social media interview and was like, who would you like to see in the Women's Royal Rumble? And, well, Punk was like, who would I like to? Well, I don't want to get in trouble, but who would I like to see in the Women's Royal Rumble? So AJ Lee, DP, I believe is someone who was also, you know, I believe she was involved with Heels as well. The production there, and got to still have the bug to get back, and seeing Punk come back and have the success and knowing the temperature of the locker room and good God, I can't imagine if every single person back there wouldn't give her just the biggest, you know, welcome back hug imaginable. You know, she's so positive for the locker room and revered by the utmost of people there. So AJ Lee to me would be awesome. And for the same reasons, Nikki Bella, like the impact of an AJ Lee having a title run and losing that belt, right? Like that's the only reason you would give either of them the belt is to lose it in such spectacular way to lift someone up.
Yeah, that would be absolutely crazy to see her make that comeback. I thought you were going to say Larry, his dog, for a minute when you say who he wanted to see in the Rumble. But AJ for all the reasons you said would be the same, put almost the same exact impact that Nikki Bella could do, which is an incredible talent that could help put on some more great matches and just be another sounding board in the back.
Anybody I haven't mentioned that was on your radar for possible?
I have two that you didn't mention.
I have one more that I already wrote down, so I'm going to keep the pen up here and see if we got the same one. I got it written down here. I'll show you if you say it.
All right. My next one would have been Carmella.
Okay. I did not have that down.
I'm not sure. She wasn't really injured. She was just out from maternity leave. That's right. Been a while now. I don't know if she's got the itch to come back or whatever, but I think another one that would be a money addition.
Yeah. 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 No, I like that call. I would love to see her come back when she's ready. What's your other one? What's your last one?
Speaking of if they're ready, I don't know if they're ready yet as well, because I can't remember how long ago it was, but Asuka.
Oh, yeah. That was kind of on a couple of lists I've seen too.
I figured.
I know she has been having some other weird trouble with some stalker shit or something, I believe, or something close to it. Seen a post the other day. Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens there. We love Asuka. Like, she is probably the most underrated women's wrestler of all time. She might be the greatest women's wrestler of all time.
She may be the most talented wrestler. Yeah. Jesus.
Mandy Rose.
Oh, wow.
If it's going to happen, it would happen at something like this, I would think, if she was ready to come back. I mean, it's who knows if they're. Yeah, I don't think it was horrible terms she left on with the people who are in charge now. So
I wouldn't think so. I mean, yeah, this is a whole new regime and everything else. And I can't imagine it was bad enough to make something like that happen. For Christ's sake, CM Punk came back and Naomi's back and. You know, I that would be really cool to see her return. I think that'd be amazing.
So we both think Charlotte and Bianca are the favorites, clear-cut favorites, right? Like, it's them two and everybody else, and we both have Charlotte by, like, a smidgen.
I have Charlotte by more than a smidgen, I guess.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to clarify.
But... yeah, I think it's basically Charlotte's lose. I would put her almost 70%.
Ooh,
the rest are under 30. Like,
stop flexing. You're gonna tear that T-shirt.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah, dude.
Well, somebody that's not gonna win.
And then I would put like Jordan Grace is my third. Shot after that, I really don't think anybody else would win. Maybe Liv, like a small percentage chance, I wouldn't be surprised, but like, I don't see Naomi winning it. I think it'd be cool if they want to bring Nikki in as a heel, have her win it. That'd be crazy. Nikki Bella, but yeah, that's my last thought. Your last thought,
yeah. I mean, I just think it's Charlotte's to lose. They're the only surprise I could see is Jordan Grace coming out and winning it, but otherwise. As far as the rest of the focus of the people that have already declared, you know, that they're in, I just don't see it. At this point, I don't see that road at this point. You know, Charlotte Flair's return and winning it makes a hell of a lot of sense to me than anybody else.
Well, let's keep it cohesive and go right over to the other Royal Rumble, DP, the men's Royal Rumble. I have three people written down, and then I have everybody else.
Really?
There's There's John Cena, there's Roman Reigns, and there's CM Punk. And if you want to throw like a percent to somebody like Liv, I did, then I'll put down Seth Rollins. Yeah. But who do you have as your favorites?
Yeah, I think it's CM Punk. Man, I don't see John Cena winning it. I don't see anybody else winning it. Jey Uso winning the whole thing would be my upset, would be the awesome pick.
Why have him lose to Gunther then? You know?
Yeah. That's where it's tough.
Have someone else in that match or have a different match or whatever. Here's my thing though. Did they just tell us the title matches at WrestleMania on Raw? Because Seth and Gunther had a big promo and Punk and Rhodes had a big promo.
Yeah.
They don't just do that
part.
I'm okay with that because we really had no idea where they were going. We talked about that. We talked about that a couple different times over the last couple months, and we talked about it in a positive way. And I still think we're in a positive light. And shout out to Greg DeMarco, who did a solo show yesterday for the Royal Rumble preview on Greg DeMarco's show. But he brought up the fact that you can maybe see a Cody heel turn over the summer here in some possible way. But I think CM Punk wins and he challenges Cody Rhodes and we can have one hell of a way to have those two go back and forth on the road to WrestleMania. I think Seth Rollins can win the Elimination Chamber and face Gunther, or Gunther's in the Elimination Chamber and loses his title. Whatever. I have no idea. But they threw that out there as well. John Cena, I can see Cena and Cody Rhodes, right? But I think I like our plan better, so I want to stick with that, hoping that that actually happens. I'll throw one return out of the 10 listed right away out of it because it's someone else that could win, and that's The Rock.
That would be an interesting return.
So we're doing a Royal Rumble pool, and I've had this conversation with a few people. Like, what if there's 30 people and someone wins, and then The Rock's music hits, and he's 31 and he wins? Who wins our pool?
The house keep the money then?
I mean, honestly, if I wanted to stop running these type of things for points, where the points don't matter, we play for points, by the way, entertainment purposes only. Then I think what I've come up with and talked to a whole bunch of people that are in the pool about it with is, if something like that would happen, it would be whoever The Rock threw out last, whoever had that person would win. But say you have the 16th entrant and they cut to their music and they don't come out and they cut to them backstage getting their ass kicked, and then there's only 29 other people that get in the ring. You had 16. That's wrestling. I'm sorry. I didn't book it. We didn't know. It's all fair the way we did it. By the way, do you have any good numbers?
Well, I can tell you what. I guarantee you the number 14 is completely worthless. Because
I have been one of them.
Because Cody Rhodes won it at 14 last year.
I have 7 in both of them, and then I think I have 14 in the women's and 20-something in the men's. I have a good number in the men's, 24, I think. Okay. You do too, I think.
I got 15 won last year, 2018 14 won. I got 15 and 14. How'd I get two back to back? That's a bunch of bullshit. The women's one, I got a better shot. I was going to say the women's one, I had a shot. I got 20 in the women's, but then I also have 3, and 3 has won twice already in the women's rumbles. And there's only been what, 8 rumbles?
Deep by the numbers.
So I'm down. I basically have one number for each rumble at this point.
Well, Ray Cash and Andrew Belaz were witness to the randomizer putting everybody's stuff together. The reason I put everybody in alphabetical order into the randomizer and then let them randomize it into 1 through 30.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So the reason I brought it up is there's a father-son that is going to WrestleMania. And that father and son have both 30s in our pool. Not WrestleMania. They're going to the Royal Rumble. I mean, in Indianapolis.
Oh. I was like, wait a minute. I'm like, Ray and Dom?
No, so you see the Matt name on there, right?
Yep.
This is who that is.
Okay.
And that's his son, who I believe is gotta be, can't be too, can't even be driving age. And they are going to the Royal Rumble Saturday. So I looked at the numbers and looked up and I'm like, who would have thought the father and son that are actually going to the event got 30, both of them. So that's pretty cool. Everybody thought that was a cool little story there. So a little wrestling magic. Hope they neither of them fucking win. Really root for my own numbers. I don't want to pay anybody any points and no points for anybody.
I want to distribute any points. You get no points and may God have mercy on your soul.
All right. Let's talk about some of the other talent. Let's talk about Ethan Page, Obafemi, Trick Williams, and Joe Hendry, DP.
Let's talk about them. I think Trick Williams, they're all could be in there. Trick Williams would be a solid pick.
100% that place will be chanting whoop that trick at some point on Saturday. Seriously, you'd be dumb not to. That dude, and I said this before, when Mello was down there as the title holder and he was challenging him, and I was like, Trick's the real star, and someone disagreed with me, and boy, you can clearly see, like, to me, Trick will be a world champion.
I could see it. He's got all the tools to do it, and he's got the crowd behind him too, and that's huge. Same as Joe Hendry. I think that would be interesting. I mean, he's the TNA champion. Makes a lot of sense to have him in there as well. Same, another good reason, because they could chant his song all the way to the ring.
Listen, you talk about Joe Hendry. I am super, super, super mediocre on Joe Hendry. Couldn't give a shit.
I won't disagree with that. I haven't.
It's boring. Him and Ethan Page are almost the same person to me. Like, I don't think either of them. Neither of them do anything for me. Like, and I don't follow it, so maybe I'm not getting the charisma from the storylines that they're doing, but I get the gimmick, and I know what's been done, and they're both just boring. And both of them on the main roster are going to look so plain up against every other superstar that's even sniffing the highest level, not just the ones on the highest level.
So, yeah, be honest, I've never seen him wrestle. I just know the bit. I know how over he is with his song and his whole shtick. It would make a lot of sense to be able to promote that. Obviously, it's enough. Whatever talent is enough to make him the champion. But
I sit here from a prove me wrong standpoint, not a hate your guts standpoint. Yeah. Okay,
but yeah, that's. I don't know. Like if you would think that his talent isn't that great, then you avoid putting him in there because.
Well, I think you can really hide that in the Royal Rumble.
You can hide it more in a Rumble, but
playing a spot, take a nap on the apron, do another spot, get thrown out in a cool wave.
I'd get a little nervous potentially if people thought that was the case.
What about Obafemi? I think he can easily have a really cool big man showdown with somebody.
He would. Yeah, I think they're obviously super high on him.
He's the champ.
He's the champ now.
He's the NXT champ.
He's the NXT champ.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hendry's
the TNA champ. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Having him step up and go face to face with any of them on the top of the list and see what kind of reaction they get. Like him standing with Drew McIntyre.
Jacob Fatu. That's your biggest one, right? Is it not?
To stand up for him to stand in front of? Oh, yeah. I think you could do it to a McIntyre. I think that would be interesting.
I feel like Oba and Jacob have those similar auras to them. Like the, you know, when you push them too far, these are some like unbelievably powerful, unbelievably athletic, unbelievably ferocious people.
Yeah. Okay. I can see him doing that.
That's mine. I mean, Braun Strowman would gather that as well. I think a Bronson Reed and healthy would gather that as well.
Yeah. I struggle with Jacob Fatu and how you book him for the Royal Rumble. Because I'm like, well, you have to put him in there, kind of, do you? Or do you leave him out?
No. He's the mid run. He's the early cleaner. Right. There's always a point. But there is. There's always a point before like the late teens start coming in where we rebuild the ring back up again. Right. And whether it's really early or slightly towards the middle, someone does it. And it's Braun Strowman has done it. Brock Lesnar has done it. Big Show has done it. Kane has done it. You know, it's a perfect, perfect spot, I think, there.
Right. I could see that for him.
He gets shined up, looks good, and it takes a bunch of people to eliminate him and looks even better, right? That's how you put him in there. Because you got to continue to, like, pour fuel on that fire.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to have the Royal Rumble do anything to diminish what you've already built with him. And that's where I get a little nervous, because it's like, you got to do it right if you're going to put him in there and make him look like $1 million, because you don't kill that.
The Hardys?
I say no.
Okay.
I think it's a bigger impact.
Specifically Jeff, maybe?
Specifically Jeff. If you're going to do it, it's going to be Jeff, I think. But I think it bigger to them to come out as a tag team somewhere and do it like a whole, do an actual tag team thing rather than individually. I don't know. It's tough.
Let's see here. Nick Nemeth, aka Dolph Ziggler.
That would be an interesting one. When he was walking around as champion of TNA and they started doing this, I'm like, how long until they have old Dolph show up in a WWE ring again? That would be kind of cool. It'd be a little fun. I don't know if they'll do it, but the door is clearly open to do that.
I'm writing down a number 11 as well here. And I'm just going to go with it, JBL, because it kind of fits with Dolph Ziggler, because he's been running around clotheslining people and it started doing it for Dolph. And JBL said, I'm just scouting guys and getting to do the clothesline again. I'm loving it. And I believe he was and has been. And why not have him come out in that exact trench coat and jeans that he's been doing all these indies at with?
Yeah, I think that'd be interesting. I think it'd be impactful if he did that not being in the Rumble and just came out and did it to somebody. You know, and just, I don't know, took somebody out that was part of that. Because there's a few people that, maybe there's another one on your list there, but yeah, doing it with Nemeth, come out and hit somebody else to start another storyline or something. Because that's been an interesting storyline going around the indies.
Sure. Corey Graves.
Yeah. I think if he... We've been talking about that for a little while, that he... Maybe he's ready to make the comeback and is cleared. To me, I don't know, man. I think it would make more sense if they're going to build a story around like him and Pat McAfee or something, or have a Mania match or something like that.
No, but like when he came back to commentary on NXT, he said, I'm where I want to be, right?
Sure. Because that's where he started, right?
So what if that means I'm where I want to be because I want to make my in-ring return, and where I want to be is at NXT. So he comes out at the Rumble and starts something with one of these other NXT guys and announces on Tuesday that I want to be here because I want to be here as a competitor to restart my career in the ring. I don't know. I believe everyone believes that it's true that he's been cleared and for a little bit. All the weird stuff of what he put out on social media and then being gone and then coming back, and it's kind of been odd. It doesn't really seem like the way they would do something in trying to plan an angle, but I don't know.
Who knows? I mean, they've been doing a lot of oddball things, and why not?
Blurring the lines of reality?
Yeah. Why not? Okay.
Big E.
Yep. I think...
eliminate Xavier and Kofi, and I'm back.
Yeah.
By the way, what an amazing t-shirt reveal for the new New Day Sucks t-shirt, as Xavier Woods' family was sitting ringside when he had a match against Rey Mysterio, and when he decided to throw a tantrum, they revealed that his mom, dad, and sister were ringside and opened up their jackets and were wearing New Day Sucks t-shirts.
That's a very unique way to do that.
Greatest merch reveal of all time, right? Your family thinks you suck. Buy this t-shirt.
It's hard to beat that one. I don't know a better story.
If you have Netflix, go back and watch the match. It's a really good match between Rey Mysterio and Xavier Woods. And the play of them at the ringside and the shirt thing towards the end is just, it's so awesome. It is, really is. Anyway, I hope Iggy comes back. That'd be really cool, man. If he is 100% cleared and actually ready to rock, here's another guy who could actually win the Royal Rumble.
Yeah. I mean, certainly did not get a good run as champion when he cashed in and won it, obviously with the injuries and stuff, but man,
honestly, like literally if he's legit 100% good to go to come back, no limitations, been working out, been working in the ring. And people go, well, then what do you do with him? Well, you have him challenge Gunther and see if Gunther can hang on to that fucking title until he gets to WrestleMania. That's what you do.
Fuck yeah. You can instantly put him in the title picture if you wanted to. Man, he was so good. And right when he was taken off.
What makes me believe that he's never going to wrestle again is the fact that he's involved in a lot of projects, though, outside of wrestling. And he's always going to have a place on the PLE pre-shows for WWE and doing press and showing up to events and being an ambassador. He's always going to be in WWE, always. But the fact that he's catching on more, like he has a part in your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man series that's out on Disney Plus now. Yeah. So like, dude is like doing stuff. And we both said, if you can make as much money or close to it as you would in the ring, why not be someone that is associated with it and not have to get into the ring?
Right. I'll save my body. Thank you very much. And yeah, why, you know, he obviously is so charismatic and so just fantastic on the mic and such a great person and personality that, you know, that's why all this other stuff works for him. He's ambitious and goes and does great things for everybody. So, you know, even if he doesn't want to come back, you know, if that's what he wants to do, then obviously, you know, great for him. If he has that itch and wants to come back and is cleared, then I would absolutely love to see him wrestle again. But whatever way that happens, I think it'd be really cool. And that could be an interesting way to start the Royal Rumble, honestly, too. Have 1-2 be the New Day, come out and talk shit to the crowd about why they don't like him. And then here comes Big E at number 3.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to that at all. That'd be very interesting. It's funny, I seen on social media today Daniel Pewter's Royal Rumble appearance. And
Guerrero and Benoit beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, they were out 1-2, and they were having a classic little Benoit Guerrero back and forth, and they go into a chop off, and then they deliver like a brutal double suplex. Benoit gives him another suplex and another suplex, and then more chops, and then three amigos, and then Bob Holly comes out. Yeah, you just like it was very brutal. So anyway, I got one last name, and I was trying to look for a sound that I have, and I don't know where the fuck it is.
Well, while you're looking for that, I can list off one other one I have, because I'm guessing it's not yours.
Okay, go ahead.
What about Omos?
I didn't write him down. And I had him, too. Yeah. Oh, I agree, especially with his work in Noah. And I've heard WWE's high on that.
I saw the video. They had a video out there that said he's heading home to WWE or whatever, you know, that he announced to the crowd there. So to me, that rumor and that whole thing makes a lot of sense that he would show up and be an entrant as well.
No, I completely agree. I definitely think so. It's someone that I actually had just forgot to put down, and it was one of the reasons I made the list was him. Fuck, I can't. I thought for sure I had this, and I don't. Dan, do you have Brock Lesnar's theme?
Oh boy.
You don't have it either.
I do, but it's on my other list here. Here we go. Yeah, I got it.
I used to have it.
Brocky Brack. Yeah, you ready for this?
Thrilling podcasting, folks.
All right, here you go.
Yep. Found it.
Oh, good.
No, I didn't find it.
Hit it.
Oh, fine. The guy's been back on the Raw roster online for a couple months now. I believe I posted that in the chat when I seen that and actually went and looked and then was like, yeah, he's on there.
Boy, you know, I think if he shows up, boy, he might be winning that whole thing. I wouldn't be surprised to have him win the Rumble in that case.
Dave said the same thing because I think this was in a conversation that Ray, Dave, and I had for like 20 minutes before we did Bandwagon Nerds on Sunday. Because Ray and I were, Patrick's been literally out sick. Hopefully he's getting better soon. But Ray and I were waiting for Dave and just started talking wrestling. And Dave was like, when he came in, kept the conversation going, and he's like, I don't know, if Brock Lesnar comes back, he should win because he can face Gunther, because that was the original plan. That was Gunther's final boss.
Yeah, exactly. And they could go right back to it instead of being for the IC title and that whatever last year, have it for the world title. And that would be a great way to go if they want to do that. If you're putting Brock in the Rumble, it's hard to have for somebody to just eliminate him. I mean, you could have some guys gang up and stuff like that, but when he was in the Rumble a couple years ago, I mean, that was a big deal, you know, and the way he's always billed, I wouldn't have him lose. And right now is the perfect opportunity to, like you said, go to that well and go back to that match. And you can easily do that right there.
No, I mean, you brought up a couple times with a few different people tonight on both sides, like it doesn't make sense for them to be there and lose. And I really haven't necessarily agreed with you on those other instances. I'm not saying that my opinion is more valid than yours on those other instances. I agree with you on this one though. Like you bring that point up, like unless you got a really good story set for him moving forward that's not Gunther, that it's inside the Royal Rumble, which you could probably have, but that's really tough. That why would you do it? So those are all of the ones I had, and you gave me yours, so we're good on some. Oh, my bad. I apologize.
Where's Randy Orton?
Oh, I don't consider that a... Yeah, I guess. Like, him and Asuka, I don't really consider that. Like, they're out, they'll be back, they're healthy or whatever. Yeah. But I guess you're right, they are bold. They are, like, the terms I put out there. But I think Randy will be back. I think they just had him take some time off. I think it's in his contract, I would imagine. I don't know how bad he was. I think Asuka was hurt a little bit more than Randy was. I think, you know, I don't know, though.
Yeah, I don't think Randy was really hurt. I think it's what you said. You know, he just had some time off, and that was a perfect place to take that time off. And
I'll see you at the Rumble.
But you know, but they don't even have to have him come back at the Rumble.
He's like, I'll show up at NXT in St. Louis, and then I'll see you at the Rumble.
Yeah. Why not?
I'm picking Punk.
Yeah, I think it's, especially like you said, with everything that happened on Raw, it does feel like, you know, I thought maybe Punk would have to go through a couple hurdles or something to get there. Nah, I think he's got the first one. I think he's got this. I think Punk and Cody would be huge. What if there's a favor that Punk still needs to call in and he does it to the wise man? For WrestleMania, and that favor is Brock Lesnar.
I said the same thing.
Did you?
Right.
Damn it.
Yeah, I did. But then the question was led to, well, then what do you do with Brock? And then I was like, how about Roman and Brock? And then they were like, oh, and we're not doing Roman and Brock again. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, oh. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that favor is. That's very interesting. The favor could very well be Roman wins the Royal Rumble and Punk asks him to challenge Gunther because he wants a shot at Cody. I love the fact that Brock helps Punk win and that's the favor, right? Like, I don't know what that favor is. It's really interesting. It better be something good is all I can say.
Right. Better be a good payoff. And Roman Reigns winning it and challenging Gunther makes a lot of sense too, because they want the bloodline. They want Reigns on Raw. That gets them over there very easily. I don't think they did the whole transfer yet. So
yeah,
it's a good way to move them.
We shall see. We are so close to being able to watch this. I can't wait. We're just under 48 hours away as we record, depending on when you're listening. You could be watching the pre-show, getting ready with DP and PC right here on DWI 461. Huh? How about that? Speaking of Cody Rhodes, Kevin Owens' Winged Eagle championship belt and Cody Rhodes' undisputed WWE championship belt are already on said precipice that will hang above the ring in a ladder match. And I love this. This is such a perfect match to have at the Royal Rumble, right? It has meaning. It has depth. These guys just have a past and a future together as well. Greg DeMarco said Kevin Owens should win here, but Cody Rhodes will win.
It's not a bad way to put it. Yeah, I absolutely would have no objections to Kevin Owens holding the title, even if it's, you know, they do want to do a back and forth swap or something just to do that. Like, I think you do say that, you know, from the Saturday night's main event or whatever, like, wouldn't be a bad thing. It's ain't going to happen, but it's going to be one hell of a brutal match.
See, you sound exactly like Greg did on the Greg DeMarco show this week. Tune into that, though, folks, if you have a time listening to this, because Greg makes a lot of good points on, goes and talks about a few different things that are involved that we don't get into here as well. So give it a listen. It's a really quick listen. It's a really good 40-minute show.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, this it's gonna be a hell of a match. I mean, no doubt. Oh, but
ladder match?
Man.
Haven't had a ladder match in a while.
No.
Main roster.
It's perfect way to do it, you know, and having Kevin Owens holding that Winged Eagle since they brought it out, you know, up until now was a great idea. You know, we talked about
But he should have gone to AEW though, I think, when he had the chance.
Okay. Wrong.
First Patrick and his wrong.
Yeah. We talked about wanting, you know, to bring back that title or whatever, almost as a permanent type of thing, but this was a nice little nostalgia kick. Get your feels for it. And then, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't sell any of those on WWEshop.com, by the way, in the last couple of months. None at all.
No. It's funny if I would have, that would have been one if I wanted it, but that, you know, because that was the title growing up. But I've still held off.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just looking forward to a great match. And speaking of looking forward to a great match, it's really weird because I love the Royal Rumbles, and I think this ladder match is going to be like an all-timer if these two guys are going to execute their vision properly. But DIY versus Motor City Machine Guns, 2 out of 3 falls here for the tag titles. This is going to be crazy.
This is Triple H's NXT right here on the main roster. This is his bread and butter. This is what he loves. These two teams are going to go all fucking out, man. This is like, I mean, these guys are like all indie stars too from, you know, back then. Like, they could just put on this ridiculous match.
I think it was 2017, it was the AJ Styles John Cena title match at Royal Rumble. Okay. And that ended up being the match of the year for me. I feel like already that this, we're going to have the match of the year for 2020. We're going to have the tag match of the year for 2025 at the Royal Rumble. We're going to be I feel like we're going to be comparing other tag matches through the end of 2025 to this match.
I can't disagree with that. 2 out of 3 falls. If they give them enough time to make this what they want it. Yeah. Holy fuck, dude.
You know what? And I feel like we keep saying that, though, if they give them enough time thing, because we're so used to Vince. But yeah. But Hunter doesn't book like 8 matches anymore. He barely ever books even 6 matches. It's 5 or less.
Yeah, which is just crazy. It's still hard to figure out. It's still hard to get used to be honest. Like, this, it gives the matches time to tell what they need to tell and make them better. I mean, this, you know, like I said, beginning there, this is Triple H's NXT. Like, this is what he built down there, you know, taken to the next level, obviously, because it's, you know, it's a little bit bigger, but like some of these matches like this are exactly the definition of what he built there. I mean, that tag team division, the matches that they had at that time were insane when they had all those ridiculously good tag teams down there, and DIY was one of them. And you throw in Shelly and Sabin, like, these guys have like all the exact same talents and can just go like nonstop type of motors between, like, no pun intended, between all these guys.
You've been punting it up all show, buddy. Own it. You've said making an impact and an impact bullshit fucking 12 million times during the Women's Royal Rumble talk. I think, to me, Motor City Machine Guns coming into WWE and the way they've used them and the matches they've had and the fact that, like, they've made this division a lot more interesting, to me at least, has been one of my favorite things in a long time. Like, I've been a fan of theirs for a long time. Like all the ROH I've watched, like, I just love those guys from then on, and then seeing them in TNA and all over the place, out in New Japan and everything like that. So these guys are just, they're truly one of the greatest tag teams of all time. It's a really, like, you talk about like making all-time lists, like making tag team all-time lists is really hard. Really hard, because honestly, not a lot has changed in what type of main events draw money. When you talk about tag team wrestling, you're not necessarily talking about money. You're talking about story and execution and things of that nature with a little bit of that sprinkled in, right?
Yeah, and you're talking about being in sync with three other guys in the ring all the time. You know, even if you're not in the ring performing a move, you got to be on your spots, and that's really difficult to do. And to find the right tag team partner to make that happen and to stay together for that long, not an easy task.
DP, your overall last thoughts here as we head into the 2025 Royal Rumble.
As always, just like you, best show of the year. Can't wait to see the Rumbles and to see who shows up, because you speculate all you want, but you don't know. Who the fuck knows who's going to show up sometimes? So that's always a cool thing to watch. The stories that come out of it are going to be amazing. It seems like there's not necessarily, in our opinions, a question of who could win, but you never fucking know. I mean, you look at that Men's Rumble, there's a lot of big names in there. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens there. And then you got two fantastic matches in between that are just going to probably tear the house down. Boy, that's going to be, we're in for a treat. Really.
I think they do tag match women's, Cody KO men's.
Yeah, I think that would be a good way to go. I mean, usually they split it and have the Rumble start and end, but I wouldn't mind starting with the tag team match, because that'd be a huge way to get the crowd pumped and into it right off the bat. Oh, man. Could be really awesome. And then they throw something in between, too. You could throw something in between some oddball shit. So
have things going on.
It'll be fine. Plenty of time.
DIY retain?
Boy. Yeah. Yeah, I think DIY could retain.
So, yeah.
It's 50-50. Okay.
I say no. I say Motor City Machine Guns here so we can continue this feud to WrestleMania and add some more teams into like a maybe a ladder match or something. Ooh. There you go. Cody retains. We both agree.
100%.
Cody pulls the belt zone. We both have Charlotte as the favorite. Me by a smudge. DP by more than a smudge.
More than a smudge, for sure.
And if we had to bet money on somebody that somebody gave us and said you couldn't do anything with it but bet it on one singular person to win the Men's Royal Rumble, we would both bet on CM Punk.
CM Punk.
There you have it, folks. There you have it.
How boring are we?
No. I mean, hey, we've talked about a lot of stuff here. And I've had a really good time. I think the only thing, if Roman wins, who does he challenge? Roman Cody again? You said Roman Gunther, right? The Punk is
Punk
the other way.
You mentioned Punk cashing in the favor to say, you know, give me Cody and you take Gunther. I don't know. At this point, Roman doesn't fit into those two matches, in my opinion. And if The Rock is going to wrestle,
you throw in Seth.
Seth and Roman.
Gunther's so, thank the Lord we got here. I'm so happy right now. I'm so smiling right now. Gunther is like wrestling Kale. It's so bad you have to add a little Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns in a triple threat at WrestleMania to make sure Gunther gets a Mania at WrestleMania. A main event.
Did you say Romaine Reigns?
No, I said Gunther Kale of fucking wrestling.
Got to throw a little Romaine Reigns in there.
I think it's time for a commercial break. That is definitely a title. Romaine Reigns. Follow DPP at It's Me DPP. Follow me at BC Tunney. ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Check it out at ChairShot Media if you want to know what's going on. Everything ChairShot and TheChairShot.com. Always use your head. We'll be right back after this with a last call that is extremely cerebral.
Now a word from my god, our sponsor.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Behold the king. The king of kings. On your knees, dog. All hail.
All right, last call, folks, here. Triple H is officially going to be a two-time inductee into the WWE Hall of Fame. Check out my X feed at PC Tunney. I have check out my likes or just reposts, and you can see Hunter's at some kind of meeting for WWE in the arena or something, and Nick Khan's out there, and then all of a sudden HBK's music plays. And he seems baffled. Now, this could all be a work. Like, I mean, I don't think that it is. Let me start over again. This could all be a work, and I don't want it to be.
I bet you it wasn't.
But watch, because what happens is Sean comes out, and then the dong or the gong or whatever you want to say, and then American Badass Hunter comes out.
The dong comes out.
Taker comes out. I'm sorry. And Taker and Sean say, we made an executive decision along with Nick Khan. And we know you're already in the Hall of Fame with DX, but you deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. The Cerebral Assassin deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Stephanie McMahon, who actually has her own show coming out. Like, if you're a fan of ESPN Plus and, like, Peyton's Places or Eli's Places, and there's been a couple of different versions, Stephanie's Places. She's going to go around and do different stuff with involved with WWE. I think it's going to be epic. Peyton's Places, if you've never seen that, is excellent as well. But she also said she was surprised by this. DP, have you seen the clip I'm referencing?
I have.
How fucking cool was it?
That's amazing.
Your Honor, leading the witness. I know, but we agree.
Yeah. What a surprise. Yeah, that was really cool. I think it was a surprise. I think they obviously have working on figuring out who's going to go in this year and all that stuff. And could easily have kept this one and said like, wow, he's going to be our headliner or whatever. And, you know, they didn't have anybody else. And, you know, especially with Nick Khan being in it, you know, they could have easily kept that from Triple H and made it a surprise, I think, for sure.
So some people, HBK is inducting him, right?
Have to be.
Him or Steph?
It could be Steph, but it has to be, right? Can't be anybody else.
Maybe both. Maybe Steph introduces Sean.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, with the history of DX and Sean and Triple H is the whole clique and the whole relationship. Come on.
Taker 2, I mean, Rock 2. I could see like a whole plethora of people like inducting this guy, to be honest with you. So a lot of people, like obviously Cena won't be inducted this year then.
No, why should he be?
And some people thought he might, maybe he should be this year. I think Cena should be inducted at WrestleMania 50.
Okay. I see no problem with that. I think you can't do it. Like, the fact that he's already announced that he announced, like, I'm coming back for one final run this year, like, it doesn't make any sense to put him in the, I mean, at earliest you do is next year. I mean, otherwise, what, you don't, why do it this year?
Some people think it makes sense this year.
Wrong.
Not anymore, but not anymore. I mean, obviously not anymore. It's not going to happen. But right. No, like, seriously, one of the most, I mean, as revered as he is, he's still, to me, one of the most underrated all time. Like, he is the heel for the greatest era in wrestling. You talk about the number one heel in the Attitude Era. Who is it?
Wrestling wise, Triple H. Besides Triple H. Vince McMahon.
Okay, after Vince. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's Triple H.
Triple H was 100. He was the consistent heel that took on everybody. He was always that guy.
Yeah. You hurt all those guys without him. They all, like, and he's one of the greatest workers of all time too. He's one of the greatest mic guys of all time too, you know?
Yeah. He's the guy you can put in that, you put in that slot anytime. I mean, you had Stone Cold, you had The Rock, even The Rock being babyface or heel. He was back and forth. Triple H, I mean, he had a little bit of time there as a babyface when he came back from injury, but that's not, he dominated the heel scene even over Kurt Angle. I mean, Kurt Angle is more 2000s, I guess, but
Undertaker, Cena, he had a program with Shawn, like everybody, you can think of Booker, everybody, Batista, Randy Orton, like, come on, everybody.
He carried DX. He carried Evolution. You know, there's not.
There's an argument for Triple H to be the greatest professional wrestler of all time.
I think in some cases you could say that.
And at the end of the day, when he's done in professional wrestling, there will be an argument that he's one of the most important people in professional wrestling history.
That is definitely a different story. How you rank that, because the way he's taken over,
like, booking stuff, he's only moving up the list right now as we speak.
It's only gotten ridiculously elevated when he took over NXT. Like, you could see the talent behind the scenes on top of what he does in the ring, and the fact that he's that great on the mic that can help sell this shit too. Like, fuck, dude, it's a great spot. He is making the product so much better.
Well, folks, every once in a great while, DP and myself just have to sit down for a 90-minute conversation because it's that important. I remember when there was about 30 minutes into this show, and now it's an hour and a half into this show. And that just means that Saturday means a lot to us, and Triple H means a lot to us. So, DP, after I tell you, everybody follow AJ at Phenomenal AJB and Dave Ungar at Attitude Ag. Let everybody know what's going on with you. That's Attitude AGG.
Well, everybody follow me anywhere you want at It's Me DPP. And follow this show as well at Podcast DWI on that X and Facebook.com/DWI podcast.
You can follow me at PC Tunney. Continue to listen to everything Chairshot Radio Network on all of your favorite streaming platforms and the Chairshot.com. Always use your head. If CM Punk and Charlotte Flair win, DP and I will be insufferable next week. See you then.
Let's go.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
I almost played your favorite.
One, two, is this on? Yo, Jimmy, hit me with that Triple H. Yeah, you let the music keep playing, Mr. Dumb Shit. Yo, tell me whose time it is now. Yeah, just kicking it up here. It's our time. Yo, here comes trouble.
Just listen to wrestling themes at work tomorrow in my ear,
right? Get all pumped up.
The good old leather beret wearing I do saying Triple H.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.